For this program, I'll need a float variable and an int. The float is what I'm going to read in, of course. So the first thing I'll do is I'll print a prompt. And you'll notice I'm doing something a little different here. I just thought I'd show you a little trick that you might be glad to know. I'm saying printf with the prompt, but I'm not putting a new line. I'm putting just a space instead. So what I'm wanting to happen here is I'm wanting the prompt to go on the same line as where you're going to type in the result. Well, the problem with that is that you don't always get that printed. The buffers and the internal buffers don't get flushed. And so it turns out that there is a flush command. It's a function called fflush. You give it the name of the output stream that you want to flush, and of course it's standard output for this one. And that will do it. And any compiler that behaves like it should, that will do it. Basically, all you'll see is that prompt, and then the cursor will stay there and wait for you to type in your number. If it doesn't work on yours, well, then I'm sorry that you have a compiler that doesn't conform to the standard the way it should, and you'll have to go ahead and put a new line there. The next thing I'll do is my scanf, so I will go ahead and read in a floating point number into the variable x. Have to use the ampersand. And then the main operation of this program is to add 0.5 and truncate. So I have to add parentheses around the expression x plus 0.5 because a cast is a very high priority operation. So I have to make sure that the addition is done first and then the casting. And that'll do it. And then I'll just print out what the result is as an integer.